For the last week, and I struggled a little bit in the morning message. I struggled to hold your attention. All of you were wiped out during the morning message, and I could just tell by the looks on your faces. So, we're not doing that again tonight. Psalm 111, I just want you to go to that psalm, and we're just going to read that. Psalm 111, and these are wonderful words, words to meditate on as we celebrate Thanksgiving this year. Psalm 111, the Bible says, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation." You see, it's right to praise the Lord in private. It's right to praise the Lord in prayer. It's also right to praise the Lord in the congregation. We've done that tonight. "The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him, and he will ever be mindful of his covenant." God is a covenant-keeping God, ever mindful of his covenant. It never changes. "He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them their heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." Folks, that's one of the reasons we praise, because his praise endures forever. Jesus said that if men would cease to praise the Lord, the very rocks would cry out. And no matter how dark this world gets or how difficult the dark of your personal night may be, may I tell you one of the best things you can do is light a candle by praising God. No matter how dark it gets, learn to praise him. That praise will endure forever, and that praise is something that is pleasing to God. We've done that tonight. I want to thank you for your testimonies this evening. We're going to close our service in prayer and ask God to give us a great Thanksgiving time. And also, I know some won't be meeting with friends and family due to the situation in America today, but if you are, and if you have an opportunity to tell someone about Christ, listen carefully, don't miss the opportunity. In fact, rather than looking for an opportunity, make the opportunity. Tell someone you love about Christ. Father, we love you. Thank you that we can be gathered here and to have lifted our hearts in genuine praise. Lord, you are good all of the time. Your sovereign will working in our lives and through us amazes us each day. And help us, Lord, to look for your hand of blessing in everything. Thank you, Lord, for this congregation. We pray for those that are not feeling well, that you will protect them. Father, that you will bring them physical healing. Lord, for those of us who are still in good health, I pray, Father, you'll help us to maintain that health and protect us. Father, we lift up before you with grateful hearts our songs and praise of thanksgiving today. You have been good beyond measure. And now, Father, as we celebrate this week with friends and family, I pray that we would keep you ever most in our minds, and if we have opportunity to tell someone of Christ, make us bold in our speech and loving in our tone. Use us, Father, to spread your word this week, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God